Joining us in studio now, we have Nicole Norman. She's a young media practitioner. She's here to tell us more about herself and love for the media industry. She's best known for hosting Espresso in Frontier. She also runs a blog called Nomadic Online. Here she shares tips about beauty and lifestyle. Welcome to RX Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here this morning.
I've given a brief description about your professional life. So tell us more about Nicole.
Sure. So I'm into the media and marketing industry. I love fashion and beauty, and that's really where everything started. I really had a love for fashion and beauty, and I wanted to express myself, so that's where the blog came into play. I started my YouTube channel, I was writing blog posts, I got into social media, and that's where things really started taking off. I got involved in TV presenting, I've done a little bit of radio, that's why I'm so excited to be with you here today. So it's all about being creative and expressing myself.
So how did you get into the media sphere?
So like I said, I, from a very young age, was always creative. I loved doing arts and crafts. I really got into fashion, and I always wanted to dress myself in cool outfits. And that's where it really started. I wanted to be a fashion designer, and then eventually I started expressing myself through writing and writing about fashion designers that I loved. And that's really where my blog came to life. And from the blog, I started, you know, taking photos, and I got into social media, started my YouTube channel. And when you start putting yourself out there, that's when you can really be discovered. And that's when I got into the TV presenting. It was also a youth teen show where we explored technology and cool innovation that was taking place in South Africa. And from there, I was able to get into live red carpet hosting, talking about fashion and really pursuing my passion. So I think it was just about, acknowledging your passion and your love and your desire and going out there and making something happen.
So how did then name of your blog came about?
Nomadic Online. Yeah. So I'm Nicole Norman, and I wanted to do something that represented my name. So I kind of fused the word nomadic with my surname Norman, so it became Nomadic. Oh. And it had all these ideas about travel and movement and growth, and I did write about travel as well. And the overall theme was more about growth and moving and never staying stagnant, never staying in one place, continuing to grow and develop and discover yourself. So that's really where the name came from.
So on the 16th of June is Youth Day.
Yes.
So what does that mean to you?
For me, as a young person in South Africa, it means being proud and taking a moment to be thankful and grateful for what those who came before us did, so that we as young people can enjoy freedom, can even have this conversation, even sit in the studio today and talk about the things that we love and the things that we've achieved and the dreams that we have for the future. So it's really about reflecting on what has happened before, so that we can enjoy what we have today, and also making the most of what we have and dreaming big for the future.
Nice. So what have been some of your challenges you faced on your journey?
I think some challenges that people face, regardless of what their journey is or what they're trying to achieve, is fear. We're all, afraid in some way to fail or to not be good enough. But I think that fear can be very intense, especially when we're on social media. We go on Instagram, we go on Facebook, and we see all these cool things because everybody's posting the best stuff on social media. And that can really add to your fear when you want to go after your dreams. So that's definitely been one of my challenges. But I think that the main thing is to remember that it's not always about the end goal. It's about the journey and about enjoying the moment where you are. And that's true success.
Now, what have been some of your highlights in your career?
Some of my highlights in my career, I think I've done some cool things. I've been on TV and radio and red carpets, and I've spoken to all sorts of cool people. But I think the best parts of my career have been the moments where I've been able to influence other people in a positive way and bring some kind of positivity or joy to their lives. That's a really heartwarming moment when somebody looks at you and says, wow, I'm so inspired, or I love what you're doing. Talk to me about your journey because I want something similar for myself. And that's also been a very humbling moment, because in no way have I ever thought that I'm this big star, but if what I do can inspire somebody else in their life, that's the biggest reward.
Do you have any words of encouragement for the children that wants to help in the media industry?
Yes, so like I said, we can all get scared sometimes. The world is a big place and there's so many opportunities and there's so many things available to us these days. I think the main message that I would send to the children listening and anyone listening with a dream is to stay focused and believe in your dream, because they are worth it. They're worth something. And like I said, enjoy the moment.
Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, so just enjoy the moment between chasing your dreams and going after you want, after what you want. And, you know, this is really what makes up the journey of your life.
Thank you so much for coming to RX Radio. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time with you today.